The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to preserve that system. The vision for America was probably the purest for any nation that had ever been known. John Winthrop, the leader of the Puritans who came to America in 1630, said it this way, "For we must consider that we shall be as a city upon a hill. The eyes of all people are upon us." Indeed, they and the pilgrims before them combined to create the greatest nation in world history. Because of their Christian character, resulting from their understanding of the Bible, they developed the greatest education system of all time. They likewise established a biblical economic system known as free enterprise, which gave to their children the greatest economic opportunity ever known to mankind. And their biblical republic protected by law that education system and that economic system so that America grew rapidly to be the greatest nation on earth. But there were always ditches on either side of the road of prosperity. John Adams would identify these in a letter to Thomas Jefferson. He wrote and said, quote, "Without virtue, there can be no political liberty. But will you tell me how to prevent riches from becoming the effects of temperance and industry? Will you tell me how to prevent luxury from producing effeminacy, intoxication, extravagance, vice, and folly? I believe no effort in favor of virtue is lost," he said. John Adams understood that there can be a great danger resulting from operating an economy in the biblical way. That is, honest, diligent labor produces prosperity. But financial prosperity frees up our time. Money allows us choices as to what we do with our time. Prosperity means we no longer have to work from daylight to dark just to make a living. If because of the selfishness in us we choose to live for pleasure or prestige, we will destroy the very liberty that brought our prosperity. This is exactly what would happen to us in America. By the early 1700s, the Puritans' grandchildren were moving away from the teaching of the Bible and were beginning to live for pleasure, prestige, and possessions. Their experience was summed up well by Cotton Mather, the great Puritan preacher. He complained, "Religion begat prosperity, and the daughter devoured the mother." And while revivals in the mid-1700s and early 1800s would bring us back to our biblical roots, we now have not had a national revival since 1858. Thus, the last 7 to 8 generations have been steadily moving away from the biblical understanding which made America the greatest nation in all of history. Does it now make sense why most of us live for pleasure, prestige, and possessions? God warned us what would happen if we went the route we've gone. In Deuteronomy 30, God would admonish us through Moses to be diligent to obey what the Bible teaches about nation building. He stated, "For this commandment which I command you this day, it is not hidden from you, neither is it far off. See, I have set before you this day life and good, and death and evil, in that I command you this day to love the Lord your God, to walk in His ways, and to keep His commandments and His statutes and His judgments, that you may live and multiply. But if your heart turn away so that you will not hear, I denounce unto you this day that you shall surely perish, and that you shall not prolong your days upon the land where you go to possess it." Remember, American, religion begat prosperity, and the daughter devoured the mother. Think about it, because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. You can learn more about Heritage Ministries by visiting www.heritageministriesky.net. Our prayer is that you would accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.